Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis on Friday, July 12th, Two Oceans 13. Wednesday night, I did the first annual 710 Dabs Day celebration at the Punchline in San Francisco with special guests Matt Champagne, Mo Mandel, Chris Hardwick, and Ngaio Bilum. And I'll play the audio of Ngaio taking on audience members in the Leonard Maltin game in a moment. Tonight, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Varsity Theater in Minneapolis. Might be a few seats left. Tomorrow night, I'll be back in Los Angeles doing a set on Graham Elwood's stand-up show at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose Avenue. Sunday's Interruption of Hook, sold out. Sunday night's Super Tourney of Championships, sold out. Sweet Home San Diego, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, July 17th. Yeah, that's right. Kick off Comic-Con the way it should be kicked off, son. I don't know why I'm threatening you. Atlanta, July 21st at 4:20 at the Punchline. Doug Loves Movies taping. Yeah, I'm doing them all over the place now. And Monday night, July 22nd in Los Angeles, I'm interrupting The Great Gatsby at CineFamily. Oh, and I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Ontario, California on Wednesday, July 24th. Damn, I'm busy! Woo! Now, a very dabbed-out Doug Benson tries to walk a very dabbed-out crowd through the Lenny Malt game in San Francisco. Enjoy!
All right, so here we are at the Punchline in San Francisco. Yeah, it's the last few precious minutes of 7:10. The 7:10 day celebration is about to come to a close. We're going to go long, though. We're going to go to 5. I got the go-ahead to go to 5 after. We're getting crazy up in this.
Oops,
comma, bitch. What? No, wait, crazy up in it and you're calling me a bitch?
Yeah, your comma's all
wrong. No. I meant the place is a bitch that we're going to get up in. And Ngaio Bilum is here, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Had an amazing set earlier this evening, just a few minutes ago. Followed by my stammering and stumbling through some sort of routine about bees or something.
All the reed and coffee. Poor man.
Yeah, and that's your album that's available now.
Weed and Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get it on the iTunes
or
whatnot.
Or the CD Babies. Or from the ones I have in my pocket right now, if you were.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's a fun game. Do we give you a head start? How does it work?
There's various ways. It's very flexible. More like guidelines.
I have a bag full of goodies here that that someone's going to win tonight. And I'm going to set my recording device down here so that I can rummage through the bag and tell you what's in here. Sometimes I'm surprised by what I put in the bag. Oh, this was given to me by, what city was I in last? Wherever the hell I was. Austin, Texas. I got a shirt that says, Ganjapreneur on it.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is,
the cannabis industry.
That's pretty cool. So I think it was like, here, have that or give it away. I think he said it though. These guys said this. There's some sort of recording called The High Command, You Will Succumb.
THC, The High Command.
Yeah, The High Command. You Will Succumb. What is IWS?
We just throw like a puzzle every week in a paper called Stoner Brands. Why is it 710? THC.
Oh, look, a copy of my brand new one. Anyway, Doug. Selections from that this evening.
We're going to play Heimdall.
Oh, and my last one, Spotlight.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's what they're playing for, Igayo. And but if you could, if folks brought name tags, I know a few of you may have. It's a stand-up show, so sometimes people don't bring their name tags. But if you brought one, hold it up. And a guy will pick who you'd like to play.
She's held up her medical marijuana card.
Pick somebody that you'd like to play against, a guy.
I'll take young Melissa Stein right here. Right there. That's got the. Is this Melissa Steen? Melissa Stein.
Yeah!
We're the only five people who've seen that movie. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, Wolf.
Where is she?
Yeah, Castle.
Right here.
Oh, you gotta get up here.
You gotta come up on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have to come up.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Doctor. You brought the...
Didn't think that through. Uh-oh, good. Oh, wow, she just leapt right up there. Oh, now you're on my cord. Be careful there. Just slow down. I'll watch out. Okay. Okay, all right. Please don't stand near anything.
Nice.
If you could get on the other side of the guy here, that would make me more comfortable. There you go.
Apparently, I'm the bodyguard now.
It's like a lot of places when you try to get in, you have to get past the velvet jacket. You get past the velvet jacket.
I've decided a thing, it's Axel Frost if we're boring.
I don't know what you said, but I like it.
We'll see it. 1 year, may take years. I'm not in a hurry.
What's the name? The young lady's name on the name tag again?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. Her friend is Melissa Steen.
Upside down.
Young Melissa Steen is. Young Frankenstein.
Stein.
We know. All right, I'm sorry I brought it up.
What hump?
So we're going to play a round of the Leonard Maltin game. If you don't listen to the podcast, I apologize if this part of the show is confusing to you. But it's a competition between someone who says she doesn't know what she's doing, so it's a good clue for Ngayo and how you can approach the game. Because I like you to be cutthroat, Ngayo. I want you to play to win. But you get to pick the category, Melissa. Send me a
category.
He'll give them to you.
I'll just give you some options.
Okay,
category options. Now, so this is what happened. She doesn't listen to the podcast. You made a sign for her.
Yeah.
Her sign got chosen. She should sit down and you should get the fuck up here. Get up here. I don't care about your sign. Get up here. I'm going to call you Melissa, but get up here. She has no idea what's going on.
And Doug's too dabbed out to explain.
Yeah. Oh, I can explain it, but this is going to be so much better.
Man, I was going to try. You know, I'm 0-3 on this fucking game.
She was looking to the audience.
Doug pulls in the pinch hitter. Look over the lefty.
She was looking to the audience like it was Price is Right. How does this game work? What do I do? Strap it, bitch. It's Plinko.
It's always Plinko. Because it's got a cane.
That was the dabs talking with the B word. I know it usually...
That's the beauty of weed. You have to apologize for Plinko and say, bitch. That's like the only thing. I'm sorry, I said Plinko at your party last night. I was dabbed up. That was a dab hole.
Okay, Melissa.
Don't be such a dabble.
Melissa's what? Friend? Sister?
Yeah, my friend. College friend.
College friend. Okay.
What college?
Will you guys share the microphones to my podcast listeners and the people in the back?
State.
Oh, Sonoma State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the mermaid?
What's your...
No.
Seawolves.
Seawolves.
What the fuck is a seawolf?
Merman, seawolves.
They used to be the Cossacks way back in the day. So someone's like, that's racist as fuck. Switch that up.
To a made up character.
Right. Also what German submarines were called.
Wow.
See, so still.
They should make...
racist.
The Gray Part 2 should be Liam Neeson takes on Snow Wolf. Or Sea Wolves. Seawolves. I hate it when I have a good one like that and then I fuck up the world. That's aggravating. Okay. Melissa. That's what I'm calling you. You get to pick a category. Would you like North Dallas 40? That's movies that have malt liquor in them. This Isn't the End. That's movies that have a scene after the credits. There's still another scene. Or Chicks with Dicks. And that's Richard Gere romantic comedy. So. Which one do you like? Just stay right there in the microphone, Melissa.
Since it's San Francisco, Chicks with Dicks. Yeah.
Because it's San Francisco. That is racist. That's like something an Oriental would say. Took me a while to pick the right one, did you?
I'm glad you took your time.
Yeah. It's hard to be intentionally offensive and then but not and then also not actually offend.
Yeah. That was so hash zen of you. What are your intentions for this joke?
We're gonna play a Chicks with Dicks category.
Chicks from Dicks?
Chicks with Dicks. Oh. It's Richard Gere.
Richard Gere.
Romantic comedies. Yeah. Here's your clues. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin on his app for this movie from 1999. He calls it slick, and he says that the gear is engaging, and he says that he also says
sound it out, Doug.
I think everything else kind of gives it away.
Shit.
So yeah, so that's
with every one of these clues.
His gear in particular is more engaging than he's ever been. How about that? That's a pretty strong clue. And the movie's slick. And Leonard lists 9 names. So how many names do you think it would take you, Melissa, to discern the title of this motion picture?
I'll go with 7.
7's good, good. Good good, good good.
6.
4.
Have at it.
Oh. Have at it is an interesting way of saying it.
What else should I say?
You know, name that movie.
Name that movie. Have at it. Give it a go. Take a stab at it.
You're getting less black with each one.
I'm all black every time.
Oh, okay. 4 names you get, Melissa. And they are Cela Ward, Donald Logue, Christopher Maloney. What was he just in? I just saw him. Yeah, Man of Steel. Weird part. And he was in the baseball Jackie Robinson thing. And Paul Dooley. Those are your 4 names for a rom-com with Richard Gere from 1999. What's it called? Go ahead, into the microphone. Just say it. Just say it.
Dr. T and women? Am I close?
You know what? We're out of time.
Let me have it.
So you're going to win the prize bag because... Yeah, we can't go any longer, I'm afraid.
Awesome.
But what do you guys think? What's the answer?
Runaway Bride.
Lots of people knew it. Runaway Bride.
I've seen that, though.
Yeah, of course you've seen it. That's the Pete Holmes excuse. Familiarity breeds contempt.
I just made it weird.
Well, you made it a winner because you were an engaging player and an interesting... Interesting friendship you have, forcing her into a situation she had no idea what the hell was going to happen. You guys should be in a MasterCard commercial together. And here, come get your prize bag.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How about for your consolation prize for coming up here for a moment there? Who would you like me to call a shithead? I'll call anybody you want a shithead. I'll put it on my podcast. You have no idea? Pick somebody?
Yeah, you
really are, like, if you were in an improv troupe, they would kill you. Because everything is like, no, you...
It's funny or die to a whole new level.
It's like trying to convince a kitten to do something. And it just keeps going.
Can't like replay.
She's still doing it, so you don't have people explain it to her. But thanks for playing along. I've got a
good one. Bill works for not making movies anymore.
No, I've got a good one, Melissa. Don't worry about it. One more time for Ungayo Beelum, everybody. You got your record right here? He's got some. Go buy his record. Go buy his record for him. And, you know, as always, the lady with the red tablecloth around her waist. A tablecloth isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's not a tablecloth. It's more like, it's just red pants. Yeah, it's got red pants on. Everybody, settle down. You know, regardless of the pants, is this shit?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.